Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, we mentioned that at the top of the show that we are today talking about some of these great stories, these very interesting people that we meet when we're out on the road and going all around and checking out different cultures, different people, even sometimes different foods and things like that give you sort of an idea of the destination, but certainly the people. And you know, I had an opportunity to meet a very interesting young man named Philip Andrew. He actually lives in Los Angeles and he's a television producer and digital media content creator. I mean, that sounds so fancy to me. I'd love to just hear about that. But what really caught my attention is that he got this kind of 7-year itch kind of thing and he felt the desire to leave America and satisfy a dream that he's had for a long time to DJ in Europe. But not only did he do that, he also checked out his family that's from Europe. So his story is just so fascinating. I said, Philip, you got to come on the show and tell us all about it. So Philip, welcome to the show.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to kind of share my little story that I had, and thank you very much for having me.
Well, it is definitely a pleasure because you gave me a little taste of the story, and that's when I said, come on the show and finish telling me about it. But first, I have to ask you about this whole DJ thing, because if you're a television producer, you're also DJing and now DJing in foreign countries?
Yeah, I feel very lucky that I've had the opportunity to kind of be able to just entertain in the way that I have. I'm originally from Metro Detroit, and I grew up always loving everything from, you know, just the hip hop culture of, you know, everything from graffiti and breakdancing and hip hop. And I grew up in that whole world back in Metro Detroit. And it always kind of led me to, I realized I was not that great of an artist, so graffiti was out, and my dad's a retired police chief, so if he would have saw me with a spray can, he would have been very upset. I just started learning that, you know, DJing was kind of something I wanted to get into. And when I was 17 years old, I started DJing. And that's just been one of those things that have crossed throughout my life. Every time I say, you know what, I think I'm gonna put the turntables away, something always comes up and it won't let go of me. So DJing has always been a very fun side, not to call it a hustle, but a side project, something that I really do, I really love to do. But I moved to Los Angeles. I went to Michigan State University, moved out to Los Angeles to work in entertainment. I landed in kind of reality television and digital content creation. But I've always been, you know, I've always still done the DJing. And I think when, you know, I've been out in Los Angeles working for a while, and I think it happens with a lot of people, is that honeymoon period maybe of your career kind of starts to fade a little bit.
I call it the real world coming in.
Exactly. You just start to learn some things. And I think what you're looking for out of life starts to shift. You know, me at 22, 23 is very much different than me at 27, 28, very different than me at 31. And not that the world has to completely change for you or that you have to, you know, change, but you have to kind of adjust. And I was in that little bit of an adjustment period, I feel like. I joke about that 7-year itch, but it's we hear it so often across a lot of different places. So, you know, it was one of those things where, yeah, I definitely felt like, hey, this is a trip I had planned that I wanted to do for a really long time, and I kept finding every excuse why it was still something that was going to happen in the future, but it wasn't happening now.
I was going to say, and you finally did it. So was that kind of what encouraged you and inspired you to seek out and trace back your family roots in Poland?
Oh, definitely. You know, I think ever since I was a young kid, I had always wanted to, you know, I grew up knowing that I had cousins that were growing up in Warsaw, Poland. From a little kid, I had always been fascinated with this idea that I have these people that I share blood with that are all the way across the world, but I don't know much about them. I don't know much about that culture. And so it's always been on my heart to want to go out there and want to see them. But, you know, it's just one of those things, life continues to happen, right? But when I decided to do the whole Europe trip, that was it. So I started reaching out, finding places that I could DJ, and I ended up DJing in London. I DJed in Prague. I DJed in Romania. But part of that was not only, it was just going and getting off on my own and going and seeing Europe, but also getting a chance to go trace these roots back and talk. And so I got a chance to, you know, now my, kind of like me, how I moved away from Metro Detroit, some of my cousins have moved away from Warsaw, Poland. So I had a friend that is living in I have a cousin that lives in Cambridge, another one that lives in Wales. So we all got to kind of meet up in London, and we spent a lot of time together in London. Then I did get to go to Warsaw and actually, you know, go to the area, you know, went to the home where all of my cousins grew up.
That is really fascinating.
It was so fascinating. And, you know, it was great to see how they lived. And, you know, that's all on my mother's side of the family. And it was almost a coming around and connecting with them and understanding. And it felt like I was closing a gap of life and being able to really just connect with all of them.
Well, you know, it sounds like, you know, also too, Philip, that this would be a great learning experience. What did you learn from this experience of sort of tracing your family back and then not only tracing, but actually then going to the actual homeland and where your family still lives?
I think one of the greatest things, and I'll try my best not to sound out there and all spiritual and crazy, but, you know, one of the things that really did for me, it just makes you understand how I don't want to say how similar we are. And I don't want to, you know, say like, oh, we draw on too many differences and we need to focus on the similarities, because that's almost too oversimplified to talk about. But it was being able to spend time with them, and you just start to gain a little bit of a better understanding of a bigger world, like things that are a little bit bigger. Like, here are people that at one point, like, our bloodlines crossed, our families crossed, like, we're all connected. And it is this thing of understanding that there's more important things than me worrying about how many social media followers I have. You know, there's other things out there. And I think that, you know, there were great things. Just number one, being able to learn the personalities of my cousins in a way that I had never been able to from social media, that I'd never been able to from emails, just actually sitting, talking with them, being in the car, learning about them. That was fascinating from an individual standpoint in a smaller thing. But on a bigger scale, it just makes you realize, hey, you are part of something bigger.
Yeah,
there is something bigger than just ourselves, just me running through from job to job, from gig to gig, from show to show. There's more important things going on. And that was really what I took away.
And, you know, I think the other thing about that, too, Philip, is that it really shows the importance of sometimes putting down all of the electronics and doing that one-to-one connection, because it really is all about that in the end. Because even when we're doing it electronically, we're still trying to make that connection.
Of course. And it's, you know, I'm actually in the middle of a social media cleanse. I deleted all of my apps off of my phone.
That's great.
You know, Instagram, Facebook, everything. Hey, I even deleted Tinder and Bumble. Who knows what's going on right now?
Wow. Should we come and take your temperature and check you out and make sure you're okay?
it's been nice. I feel like I'm reading a lot more. It's just, you know, it's not a crutch that I'm running back to. It's, you know, I feel like it's so easy sometimes. I've got 5 minutes. I'm sitting here waiting for my food to arrive, and it's like, okay, I guess I'll jump on social media. And not only is it the 5 minutes here, the 7 minutes here, the 6 minutes here that all adds up to maybe I've wasted an hour, but I think it's also sometimes it's that time that, what did I miss? Like, I lost that momentum a little bit of whatever I was doing throughout my day.
That's true.
So that's my bad. We'll get back to travel. That was
But no, that's really important, though, because I think it does really capture some of what you learned in your trip.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, one thing I'll say is, you know, that was my Polish side, and it was really amazing to actually get to meet family that I had in those places. But I would also encourage people to, you know, I also went to Romania, which is a place where I no longer have family, but where my great grandparents were born and raised. So I would still encourage people to, you know, go back and trace your roots. And even if you don't have somebody to go meet, even if it's just you going to a city, it was such a powerful, powerful thing to go. And I had my great-grandparents were born and raised in two little towns that are connected, that are called, one is Danish and one is Kreish, in Romania. And actually Transylvania, which I think is crazy that I'm Transylvania, and I didn't know that was a real thing.
Sounds cool to say it.
But so I got there, and, you know, it was, you know, this was towards the end of my trip, so of course, yeah, I was a little bit more emotional. I was a little bit more in this, like, enlightened and spiritual moment. Well, you know, I'm driving on this little road, which is the only road that connects these two villages. And I'm on this road, and all I can think about is, you know, my great-grandparents no longer were in my brain as these, for lack of a, you know, for maybe insensitive, as these old dead people. They were no longer these old dead people, but I was imagining my great-grandfather at 20 years old and how excited he was to walk this path to go meet this woman he had just met. And I'm thinking of that story of, like, and not only that, he meets, they have this amazing, you know, this relationship. They decide to get married. And, like, for me to move from Detroit to L.A., like, yeah, it was kind of scary, but I had a car. I had seen photos of Los Angeles. My family is still there to support me. Right. I can call them on the phone. We can check on Facebook. But when they did it, they were going from this little region in the middle of Romania, and they, who knows how long of a, I don't even know what kind of a ride, I don't know, a horse and buggy ride to get somewhere.
Maybe walking.
And then walking to, for them to then get on a boat. To then make a journey all the way to a land they had never seen photos of, they had no idea, just in the hope, in the faith that it was going to be a better life for them and whoever is the future of their family. And now, because of that, I get to be on a radio show talking with you about this. I mean, it was just an amazing thing, and I think
it is
really
very
just,
amazing.
And it reminds me that, like, the amount of, you know, the amount of faith that it took, and I'm not talking, you know, whatever people's religious backgrounds are or however, but just a faith, a positivity
right.
that whatever you're going to do is going to work out.
Exactly. And having that faith.
Yeah.
And definitely having that faith. That is a fantastic, that is a fantastic story, Philip. And we've come down to the end of this segment, and that is the perfect way to really wrap this up, because that is a very sentimental story, and it really does speak to probably all of the lessons that you learned. So quickly, give me a website so people can find out a little bit more about you.
Of course. So I'm sure I will eventually be back on social media, so you guys can find me at DJ Philip Andrew on all of the different social media platforms. I do have a website. You can go and check out DJPhilipAndrew.com if you want to get some more information. And always, you know, I always tell people, hey, if you got questions, you want to talk to me, I do YouTube videos and all this silly stuff. I've got a podcast. I love to put things out there and create.
Right.
So you can always send me an email at DJPhilipAndrew@gmail.com. I'm putting it out there. You guys give me a ring, give me a buzz. I promise I'll answer it. So
sounds great.
But Anita, I just thank you so much for
welcome.
For allowing me to kind of talk and you know, like I said, I'm getting ready to go to the gym, so the energy is going. Thank you so much.
It's all good. Energy's good on radio. But Philip, thank you so much for being on. And you guys, you heard him give you all of the details on how to reach him, so check him out. Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We're going to take a break right here, and when we come back, we have more great travel information for you. Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. A lovely day.